You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
13 Days of Halloween, Devil's Night, a production of iHeart 3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
WBRD and the good people of Bradbury will take on every encouragement to compel you, to plead with and beg you, to pray for you, if need be, to keep yourselves, your families, and especially your little ones, indoors tonight, off the streets, and away from the darkness. The sheriff has instituted a mandatory curfew, and any children out after dark are subject to apprehension. Police are out on the town working overtime at full capacity, but that may not be enough. In the meantime, do not leave your house. Do not answer the door. If you hear a bump in the night, do not go investigate.
Okay, boys, that's it. Time to head back to town. Whatever you got bagged up, line up and let's have a look. Timmy, you got my ladder? Throw it in first. What have you got there? Oh, nice. Good and full. We'll call it 5 pounds. That's 50 cents. You? I don't remember seeing you before. You right here with us? What's your name, boy?
Tony.
You gotta speak up now. I'm a little hard
of
hearing.
Tony!
You're a little light, son.
That's 10 pounds easy.
We're gonna call it a quarter.
A quarter? I almost broke my arm lugging that mess around.
You're being generous, boy. Either take the money and get in the truck, or you're going home empty-handed.
Miserable old cheapskate fucker.
And you? Who are you?
Tony!
Two Tonys? Oh, brother. Okay, let's keep moving here. Hopefully you did a little better than your partner. Measly. What were you two doing out there?
Nothing. Just picking apples.
Off the ground? Half of these are rotten.
It's not my fault your trees are shit.
You're getting a dime.
Hey, that's not fair.
More loose talk from either of you, you can keep your rotten apples and walk them home. Max, you got your bag of apples?
Actually, I have two.
Two bags? Well, that's the entrepreneurial spirit. Yeah. It's a good haul on any day. But, son, I heard about your family. No shame in it. Good, hard-working folks all over town are facing the same. Eviction. Greedy damn banks is all criminal, if you ask me. Now I understand why you've been out here every day this month and... Well, Anyhow, here's a little extra for your troubles.
Wow. Really? Are you sure?
Of course, son. Maybe that'll be enough to keep those bloodsuckers at bay. For now, anyway. Keep that safe now, kiddo. And look after that dog.
Come on, Arrow.
Okay, Opie, what do you got for me?
That fucking guy must be going senile. Hey, give me a cigarette. What'd you make?
Oh, you know, about the same as you.
About the same? How's that supposed to mean?
He's full of it. I saw the old man slip him a sawbuck.
You holding out on us? All right, so where's our cut?
What?
Yeah, how's about a little radish...
What do you call it? Ooh, maybe a little redistribution of wealth.
That's the one.
Why would I do that?
Why? You get this guy, Tony? Asking us why.
Why?
Why indeed. Well, how's about because there's a bit of unfair treatment going around this operation?
That right?
Now, I don't want to point fingers, but maybe certain people, maybe those the old man has a certain fondness for, are getting sent to better patches this shitty old orchard.
Oh, that's just terrible.
That's not true. The orchard's fine. I work here every day after school, and I've been here since this morning.
Fine, eh? Stick this in your mouth and tell me what you think.
Of course they're rotten. I saw you both picking them off the ground. You have to get up in the trees or under the ladder.
Look, kid, we're giving you options. Oh. Option one, share a little bit with your fellow laborers, whose work is not being called into question here.
That would be the easiest.
And the most ethical. Oh. Option two, you can go over there and address this gross pay disparity with your buddy, the farmer. Let him know we've been mischaracterized.
I know I have.
He'll never do that.
And option three, you and your dirty mutt get back out there and pick us some fresh apples. Get your ladder, get under your tree, and make this thing right.
Are you kidding me? You know what night it is. Did you hear the radio? It'll be dark in an hour. I need to get home.
What? Are you scared?
He is. He's so scared.
What? Is the boogeyman gonna get you? Is a witch gonna come along and scoop you up?
Ooh, a ghost.
What a baby.
What a little bitch.
Listen, kid. You ever heard of the man in the mask?
No.
What? Really?
Sure you have. Really, he's not a man. But he looks like one. A tall man. He wanders the street every Halloween searching for someone small and defenseless. Someone alone. He'll try to convince you that he's harmless. He'll tell you that he's your friend. But if you look right at him, you'll notice that there's something off about him. Something missing.
What?
His face. He has no face. And so he hides behind a mask. And I'm not saying you are. But if you were smart, you'd know that the moment you see this man, you should run. Thing is, it'll already be too late. If you see him once, you're guaranteed to see him again. And again. And again. In places you never expected. Hiding in plain sight. A figure on the street. A new kid in class. A face on your screen. A shadow in your closet. You'll try to convince your friends, your family, that this person is not who he says he is. That he's out to get you. But they'll all laugh it off. Say you're crazy. And then one day, you look in the mirror and see that mask staring back at you. Then, and only then, you'll know. He's not following you anymore. Because now, you are the man in the mask.
That's not real.
Maybe. Maybe not.
But I bet you watch your back.
Hey, kid, calm down.
Yeah, don't cry.
You don't have to be afraid of him.
Because I guarantee you that the scariest thing you'll see all night is standing in the back of this truck with you right now. Now it's time to do what's right. Let's see what's in your pocket there.
All right, settle down back there. We're off. Hold on, because we're already late and I gotta get you kids home before this godforsaken place goes berserk.
What is it, boy?
Stupid dog. Probably in heat.
Arrow!
Oh, I would have run away.
Dumb bitch.
Arrow!
Who is that?
Arrow!
Max! What are you doing? Get back in the truck.
My dog! I gotta find my dog!
Oh my god, he's gonna get left behind. He's gonna spend the night out here.
Kid, get back in the truck! It's not safe out here.
Arrow! Where'd you go?
Max!
Arrow!
Max!
What an idiot.
You gotta move, kid! Find your dog and get back to the road!
Boy. Arrow, it's okay, boy. I know you're out there. Come back now. Run on back and we maybe can still make it home before... But which way's the road? Hello? I see you there. Arrow, come. Mister, he's friendly, I swear. You probably just spooked him. In fact, you spooked us both. Arrow, stop! Get over here! I'm sorry about that, sir. Real sorry. Didn't expect to see anyone out here this late, especially tonight. But, you wouldn't happen to know the way back to the road, would you? Sir? Sir? Arrow, it's just a scarecrow. Oh, Arrow, is this what you chased all the way out here? Look, boy, it's nothing. These clothes are full of straw. It doesn't even have legs. It's just resting on a post. And this is just a mask.
Well, look what we have here.
Look who it is.
Isn't that a coincidence? You find your little doggy, and we find you. Did we scare you?
The scarecrow.
The scarecrow scared you?
Oh, poor little guy. What a baby.
It moved.
This fucking thing? You know what? Let us take care of that for you. But now, you realize you owe us double.
Yeah, double.
It's time to pay up.
I... don't owe you anything.
That's it. Get him.
Arrow!
We've asked nicely. Grab him.
This could have been so easy, kid. So easy. Could have just paid back the money you owed us. It would have been all over. Like that.
I need it. My family needs it. Rent's due tomorrow. The bank's gonna evict us if we can't pay. Please.
Well, isn't that sweet? Like candy. It's hard all over, kid. Besides, it was never really yours in the first place.
Help!
Hold him still!
Help! Help!
What the...
You're...
Do not be afraid.
Days of Halloween, Devil's Night, starring Carter Rockwood and Clancy Brown. Episode 1, The Orchard, written by Alexander Williams, featuring the voices of Joseph Whipp, Travis Burnett, and Jenta Sabulasek. Directed by Alexander Williams. Script supervision by Nicholas Tikoski. Casting by Sunday Bowling CSA and Meg Mormon CSA. Production coordinator, Wayna Calderon. Production assistants, Zoe Shea and Amber Ferris. Animal recording by Ben James. Closing theme by Rose Azerti. LoyaltyFreakMusic.com. Recorded at DG Entertainment in Los Angeles, California. Engineered by Gary Forbes and Jody Abbott. Executive producers, Aaron Mankey, Noah Feinberg, Chris Dickey, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers, Trevor Young and Josh Thane. Producers, Jesse Funk and Rima Ilkayali. 13 Days of Halloween was created by Matt Frederick and Alexander Williams and is a production of iHeart3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Learn more about the show at grimandmild.com/13days and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio by visiting the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.